Pilate famously wants to know about the truth. I don't think he asked this well-known question out of curiosity. I think it was a rhetorical question, don't you? Maybe with a touch of cynicism. What is truth? Truth understood as factuality, as a fact or a set of facts, is elusive. We all know that. One man's truth is another man's fantasy. Truth is in the eye of the beholder. Truth is hard to pin down. We could all argue over this truth or that truth. So what is truth? This is in response to Jesus' assertion that those who belong to the truth listen to his voice. But of course, there are lots of ways to understand truth, aren't there? A carpenter understands true to be a straight line. A plumb bob creates a true vertical. True is absolutely 90 degrees, not one degree in one direction or the other. True is fidelity, true to one's friends, true to one's ideals, true to one's faith. I think that's closer to what Jesus was talking about than the idea of what was fact and what is not fact. Understood this way, those who belong to truth might be equated with those who are faithful. And faith, as I know you've heard me say before, faith is not a matter of subscribing to a set of beliefs that were articulated 1,700 years ago. Those creeds are there just like the backboard on a tennis court. We bounce ideas off of them, and it's amazing that in all these years, those ideas keep coming back. And we keep bouncing them back and forth and back and forth. And every time we do that, our understanding of faith is nuanced a little bit more. And faith is not something we fall back on when reason fails. Reason fails all the time. Reason is certainly not a sure thing. I'm one of those people who happens to think that the age of reason has led us, for all the good it did, all of the enlightenment, all of the insights, its promises have failed us. Because the promises of the age of reason were that we could understand everything. Every human failing, every disease, every mystery could be solved just by force of logic. And the result would be human happiness, peace. None of it has happened. Faith is neither of those things. Faith is a way of life. Faith is walking in the way. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And those are equated. Those three images are equated. The way we walk, the truth, that we lead our lives like a plumb bob. And we don't waver. That is the life. Pilate's question is misplaced. Pilate misunderstands. And maybe we do sometimes too, but we've had a lot of years to try to work it out. For Jesus, however, at this moment, his work was finished. And he said it. It is finished. All of the teaching, all of the miracles, all of the healings, all of the parables, everything was done. The arrest, the torture, the pain, all of it was finished. His work was finished. It was finished, but it wasn't over, because it's still going on among us, here, now. The fact that we're here is illustrative of the central tenet of Christianity, that every ending is merely the occasion of a new beginning. Every dead end is an open door. Every blind alley leads us somewhere, if we have eyes to see, and if we're true to our faith. It's not over, because within 20 years of this event, people were meeting to talk about Jesus, to remember what he said, and to share the sacred meal all over the Mediterranean world, from the valley of the Tigris and the Euphrates in the east to the Pyrenees in the west and beyond, and from the Danube in the north to the Sahara in the south and beyond. People all over were calling themselves people of the way, people of the truth, people of the life. And so do we. And that new beginning that is reflected in today's gospel reading is a beginning for us, too. It's about us as well. So, for Governor Pilate, that faith and life and the way of Christ, that is the truth. Amen.